You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined as always by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. We're starting to get back into as close to normalcy as we've been in a while, taking different shifts in our office. We have like an A team, B team going in at different times, making sure we're doing the right things and protecting our clients and our staff. But long after restaurants and hotels are open again, as we know, the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic will still be felt by many individuals in the country. So during this time of widespread unemployment, less is collected in payroll taxes that fund Social Security, while emergency federal spending has increased significantly. So what will all this mean long-term? What will it mean for Social Security? What will it mean for taxes? And more importantly, what does it mean for you? The 2020 Social Security report projects that the fund for retirement benefits will run short in 2034. According to this report, payroll taxes would cover 76% of promised benefits. However, these figures refer to the projections made before the coronavirus layoffs occurred. So with increased joblessness, Social Security could be in jeopardy as less is collected. As we go through this situation, less is collected in payroll taxes. The recent surge in government spending in an already large deficit could mean a larger tax bill in the future, and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell recently called for more federal spending. And folks, we've talked about this for years where we thought taxes are going. What do you think this means now, right? U.S. government debt could soon rise to 130 or 140% of GDP compared to last year when it was around 100%. Many experts also predict that this could lead to higher taxes in the future, as we talked about for years before this happened, as it did after the government spending during World War II. Also, keep in mind that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will expire at the end of 2025. So if we know the tax cuts are going to expire in 2025, if we know where things are currently and where they're probably going to go, to me, that means taking action. So when it comes to your retirement income, having a long-term tax minimization strategy in place is so crucial. So as we talk throughout the show, we want to keep this number handy. It's 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can visit us at shpfinancial.com to sign up for a complimentary financial review so that we can discuss your unique financial planning needs. From creating a Social Security maximization plan to designing a tax minimization plan, we'll work together to build a retirement plan that you and your family can count on, hopefully for this generation and many generations to come. That's our goal. So today, and specifically, myself, Keith, and Matt are going to talk about, number one, the benefits of setting up a trust. We're going to actually be joined by attorney Keith McManus to discuss, a lot of financial planning firms leave that out. It's like, hey, we have this great investment plan, but what about estate taxes? Estate planning is so important, and that has to be tied together. So we're going to talk to Keith McManus next segment about this. Then we're going to talk about the financial state of Social Security. We talked a little bit previously, even on, you know, as I opened the show, on what that looks like. We're going to get specific a little bit later in the show. And then finally, during our market report, CFP Matthew Peck will join us, and we'll be talking about the tensions that are growing in the U.S. relations with China and what we see there. So sorry for that long-winded open, but I think it was important just to lay out exactly where we're going on today's show. And with that being said, I'd like to introduce Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck to the show. We are still remote today. Where next week we'll probably all be together. The band will be back in town. But are you guys doing okay? How are you doing, Keith?
Doing great. It's great to see the weather start to change, get out of the house with all, you know, being locked down like we were for so long. You know, you get antsy. So it's been nice to be able to get out for walks, play some sports with the kids, throw the football around, just all that kind of stuff. The weather is, to me, the sun is like it's medicine. You know what I mean?
Correct.
I'm sure you guys feel the same way.
How about you, Matt?
Yeah, no, doing very, very well. You know, all things considered, you know, we had our, kind of expanded the bubble a little bit, just had a neighbor over, kept with their kids and, kept our 6 foot distance. But, it's just to kind of go back to what Keith said. I mean, whether it's the sun is the medicine or certainly just being with in person with other families and kids. I mean, it was just so good for all of our, like mental health, basically.
Correct.
Like I almost felt like it was like therapy, and for oh so brief a time, it may have been only 3 or 4 hours, but for that brief a time, it's like I totally forgot about coronavirus. It was great for. I mean, we played wiffle ball. Like it was a great 4 hours. And then obviously reality comes back fast. But I mean, I think hopefully it's something to come for all of us when eventually this is all history.
Well, I get a lot of grief because I try to live somewhat healthy and eat somewhat healthy. Even when I was golfing last weekend, one of my friends is like, oh, do you want me to bring like broccoli encrusted cucumbers for your snack? So I get a hard time, but Matt, you know my weakness, right? What's my weakness?
Oh, sweet.
Ice cream. Exactly. See, my partner is that we've been working together since 2002, 2001, actually 2002. And then we started the company in 2003. So they know me well. And last weekend I couldn't like, Dairy Queen, I was in line. There was two lines to the road when I'm talking like car after car after car. I'm like, I'm not the only one, I guess, but it's just funny. It's like all these people just trying to have some sort of normalcy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so funny, man. Well, good for Dairy Queen. I'm happy that they're doing well, that the business is booming for Dairy Queen.
Well, it's funny because you think a lot of folks ask us and we totally get it that, they'll say, well, we hear all these ads on the radio and we see different radio people on TV and we get invited to do dinner workshops when we can do that by all these different firms. So what, you guys are all the same. What's different from SHP to everyone else? And I want to answer that because we get a lot of questions, emails and folks that ask us on a regular basis. And I think it's pretty easy because I think, and you guys would probably admit, when we started out in 2003, we kind of were like everyone else. We kind of, sold stuff and, eventually put portfolios together. And that was, everyone had a financial plan, but it was all based on just having investments or products. Right. And I think the major difference in what we take pride in, and this is why we have a big team in place. We have 30 people or so on our firm is we built when we trademarked the SHP retirement roadmap. Folks, if you just have a financial plan, meaning if you just have a pile of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, that's a portfolio. But what's unique about SHP is our fees are very comparable, if not lower than many other firms, which isn't even, I shouldn't even bring that up because it doesn't really matter. It's really what value are you getting. But we dissect retirement into five areas: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And if one of those are off, it can throw your whole plan for a loop. For instance, if you're a tax plan, if you don't have any tax minimization strategies, all those things we talked about earlier and what's happening with taxes, imagine tax rates are up 20%, 30% more. Well, guess what? That means you have to take that much more out of your portfolio if you have mostly retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, to keep the same amount in your pocket. So imagine having this great portfolio, yet the tax ramifications down the road wipe you out, right? So that's why it's important to have all your ducks in a row and have everything covered from income to Social Security to taxes to estate planning, all under one plan, all under one roadmap. That's what makes us different. And that's what our team is here to help you. That's what we love to do. We've been doing it since 2003, but you need to pick up the phone and give us a call and schedule a time to sit with us in Plymouth, Woburn, Hyannis, Westboro, or Braintree. We're happy to help. There's no charge to do so. 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, we'll be joined by attorney Keith McManus, and he'll be discussing the major benefits to setting up a trust. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Everyone, except your retirement plan, seems to be getting a bailout. And every market drop only heightens your awareness of just how vulnerable you might be. There are no second chances at retirement, and what's taken you a lifetime to accumulate seems to be disappearing almost overnight. If you're ready to take back control, then start today by watching SHP Financial's complimentary webinar to learn what's happening, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Register online at shpworkshops.com and watch it right now. There are strategies you can put in place to help protect yourself from market volatility and to help protect your retirement income from market losses. Call SHP Financial for a complimentary phone or virtual meeting at 800-227-7777 or check out a webinar online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. Does the current market volatility have you questioning everything? Will my money last? Should I sell? Should I do nothing and pray the markets recover? It's time to get some real answers. And at SHP Financial, that's exactly what you'll get. No fluff, no Wall Street double talk. Just real answers by real people who live right here and understand our local community. We always make it easy to find information. You can watch one of our complimentary webinars or download one of our books online at shpfinancial.com. Whether you've recently lost your job and need some help understanding your options with your 401ks and financial plan, or whether you're retired or planning for retirement and are concerned about your retirement income, we're here to help. Call us at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or go online to shpfinancial.com. At a time when the world feels like it's filled with fear and panic, we remain calm. When others are making rash decisions based on emotions, we remain vigilant and committed to sound strategy. At SHP Financial, we are dedicated to helping our clients achieve their retirement goals through any type of challenge. We were here to help our clients through the Great Recession, and we're here now to help you get through this dark time as well. That's why we created our Keep Calm and Retire On webinar. It's available now. Register today at shpworkshops.com. Nothing lasts forever, and we will recover from this too, so it's important not to panic. So if you are not confident in your current plan, have concerns about your exposure to market volatility, or are worried about your retirement income, this webinar is for you. Register today for our complimentary webinar, Keep Calm and Retire On. Available now. Go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we are here for this segment to discuss the four major benefits to setting up a trust. And not just any trust, but you have to make sure you have the right trust for your situation. As part of our five-step process here at SHP Financial, one of the areas we talk to our clients about that's often missed with a lot of financial planners and advisory services out there is the estate planning or legacy planning piece. You could be the best advisor in the world, but if you're leaving a huge estate tax on the table, as one of the benefits we'll cover, you're missing the boat. You're missing that benefit. So first, I want to welcome attorney Keith McManus to the show from McManus Estate Planning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Can't complain. No one's listening anyways, and no one cares about my complaints, as always. You know, we talk about the three of us, myself, Keith, and Matt, Keith Ellis, and our staff. We sit down with a lot of folks that come in, and they ask us about a trust, but they don't really know the benefits. So they think maybe there might be only one benefit to them, and they think that, and so, and I've seen a lot of trusts out there, and so have you, I'm sure, that don't really work the way they think they're going to work. So I know when just discussing with you and working with you over the years, for your trust that you set up for clients of ours and clients of your own, there's four major benefits. Let's just get into number one, which is probate avoidance.
Yes, absolutely, Derek. So one of the comments you made first is absolutely worth underscoring. Not all trusts are alike. Not all trusts are going to do everything you think. So trust should be really a custom-made document. Probate avoidance is absolutely the most common goal of people who set up trusts, but it's only one of several goals that should be accomplished and looked at. Probate avoidance is simply the process of avoiding court-based litigation or filings or hiring legal counsel after someone dies, just to simply move assets.
Now, it can be a public thing, right?
It's probate court is completely, in the sense that you could go into a probate court, you could get a copy of someone's will, you could see everything and who's getting what inside that document. Avoiding that process, avoiding having to retain probate settlement counsel or having to avoid hire attorneys and paying them hourly after someone dies when people are grieving, I think that's a good thing to do, is to avoid.
Agreed. And you might be able to do it with your individual retirement accounts, 401ks, by adding a beneficiary, which does avoid probate. But more importantly, we're talking about properties, houses. Unless you have a trust, chances are that asset's going to go through probate. So benefit number one of setting up the proper trust is avoiding probate, which is a common one. People think that's where it ends.
Right.
So let's go to step number two, which would be the estate taxes.
Right.
In Massachusetts specifically.
Absolutely, Derek. So there's two potential estate taxes that clients can face. One is a federal estate tax administered by the Internal Revenue Service. The other is the Massachusetts Department of Revenue tax here in Massachusetts. Both have to be examined. These are both some pretty significant taxes, and people can lose a good portion of the wealth that they've accumulated their life to these estate taxes, also known as, death taxes or transfer taxes. Trusts, if they're drafted right, and again, you can never assume that a trust you already have does any of this, but trusts that are drafted right are going to have tax provisions in it that are current and use the proper formulas. So it's funny that even sometimes people who've set up trusts that have estate tax language in there, but they set it up a while ago, sometimes the formulas have changed.
True.
And the recommendations have changed. So sometimes you see a client, they say, hey, here's my estate tax plan, and an attorney drafted it knowing about the estate tax, but the formulas are completely different.
Yeah.
Being able to minimize your exposure to the estate taxes, both federal and state, are saving a pretty significant percentage of the estate to go to your loved ones. Massachusetts, the estate tax goes up to 16% of the entire estate.
Yeah.
Now, it's only, I should say, for estates that have a net value of more than $1 million. But once you're past that $1 million mark, the entire estate is taxed.
And it may be able to be cured with the proper trust or some of it.
Absolutely.
Because that $1 million can add up quick with properties or IRAs, different accounts that you have. It goes up, it goes quick.
It could. Even the death benefit of a life insurance policy counts toward that. So some people don't say, hey, I don't have $1 million in a checking account or something, but you might have a death benefit of life insurance policies, values of real estate, retirement accounts and so forth, valuables, vehicles, tangibles, all that adds together. And we don't use the dates of today. So for people that are alive and we're doing planning, we also want to try and project.
Good point.
What's their net worth going to be when they pass away?
Yep. And that's what we do with our planning. And that's why the five steps of the process that here at SHP Financial, which are it's called the retirement roadmap, income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare, and legacy planning. That's why it's so crucial. We could be the best advisor in the world and make you an extra 1% per year, but if we're leaving your heirs a $200,000 tax bill, what good is our advisory services?
I agree completely.
So you want to have that full plan. So from a time standpoint, let's go right on to the benefit number three of setting up a proper trust. Mm-hmm. Number one was probate avoidance. Number two was estate tax potential minimization. Number three, capital gains step-ups.
Yeah, so the capital gains tax. Capital gains tax is a tax that people who are, buying and flipping properties are often encountering. People selling second homes, they're encountering it. People, liquidating portfolios that have grown over a large period of time. The capital gains is a difficult tax to explain on the radio, but it's a significant tax that many people end up having to pay when they're selling an asset that's appreciated over time. So generally speaking, that capital gains tax rate's a federal rate of 23.8% for most of us. And then there's a state capital gains rate that's added to that. So just for purposes of casual conversation, yeah, you could say between 25-30% of the gain could disappear if you don't do the right planning. Now, the problem is with capital gains taxes, many people try this do-it-yourself estate planning, or they go to an estate planning attorney that's not familiar with taxation. And sometimes they get bad advice to simply add children to deeds of house. houses or, you know, just put kids on an investment account or something. When you make a gift like that, you're also gifting that recipient your cost basis, sure, and the asset. So people that put their kids' names on a house that they've owned for 50 years, those children now have the cost basis that the parents had.
Yeah.
Back 50 years ago.
That's tough.
It's unbelievable. Now, if the children go ahead and sell that house, they're going to be paying an enormous capital gains tax. Did you know that with the right kind of trust, we can adjust the cost basis of many assets upon death?
So we might not have time, a lot of time for this one. If we can just go through it. Benefit number one, probate avoidance. Benefit number two, estate tax preservation. Benefit number three, capital gain step-up potential. Absolutely. Benefit number four, asset protection.
Yes, that's one of the biggies too, Zarek. So probably the most overlooked aspect of trusts and estate planning that I've seen in 20 years of doing this is when people fail to plan to protect someone's inheritance when it gets to them. In other words, what you see in most estate plans are called outright distributions. They just take the assets from the parents or whomever and push it right into the name and social security number of their loved ones or their beneficiaries with no protection at all.
Yeah.
Did you know that if someone does that, the very next day, those children that just received their inheritance, what if they get sued or divorced? What if there's a bankruptcy or a criminal or a civil complaint against them? They're going to lose that. You know, the money could go right in their left pocket, right out the right pocket. So protecting the wealth in the form of a trust that's drafted specific for this. Again, please do not assume any trust that you've already got do any of this. You Perfect. Need to have them reviewed. That's very, very important.
When we get back next segment, you want to stay tuned because in 2020, the Social Security report projected that funds for retirement benefits will run short in 2034. And by the way, those projections were made before the coronavirus layoffs occurred. So when we get back, we're going to discuss the financial state of Social Security. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Don't be at the mercy of Wall Street. The erratic stock market volatility could cost you hundreds of thousands and keep you or put you back in the workforce. For those near or in retirement, large market downturns could be devastating to your future. So if you're over the age of 55 and aren't 100% sure that your retirement plan is protected, call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement readiness review. It takes about an hour to find out if you're too exposed to stock market swings, if fees are eroding your gains, if you're paying too much in taxes, and if you're maximizing on your Social Security benefits. You can have the financial security you deserve. Take charge of your retirement and call the retirement team at SHP Financial today. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So in this segment, we're going to speak about what's happening with Social Security. But let me backtrack a little bit, because as we mentioned, when we're building a roadmap for our clients, the roadmap consists of five individual plans that have kind of multiple branches in each one, right? So we have an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and an estate plan or a legacy plan. And that's for you. That's for the benefit of you, knowing that you have all your I's dotted and T's crossed. But where we always begin when we're taking on a new client, we always start by building the income plan, the income and investment plan, because without income, there is no retirement. And so part of income is, you know, deciding how much what your expenses will be in retirement. It's looking at if you have a pension, what that looks like, or should you take a lump sum versus versus an income stream? What if one spouse passes away before the other? What does that look like? But one of the big components of having an income plan is deciding when and how to take Social Security. And in this segment, as we talked about earlier, the 2020 Social Security report projects that the fund for retirement benefits will run short in 2034. With increased joblessness, Social Security could be in jeopardy as less is collected in payroll taxes. And Matt, I know we talked off air, I believe they have a trust, right? And the trust is set up for disability and retirement benefits. So I guess if we can share, what is the status of that trust right now?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, that there's oftentimes a lot of confusion about the Social Security program, kind of how it's funded, how underfunded it is, how it's paid for, all that type of thing. And just we wanted to kind of, you know, sort of set the record straight a little bit, but also really give people an idea of how kind of, you know, the Social Security program really could be another casualty of the COVID-19 and of this recession that we're currently in. But back to some of the facts on Social Security. There are two Social Security trusts. One's for retirees, you know, people over the age of 62 or 65, 67. And then the other one is for disability, you know, people that are under the age of 62 and 65 that are permanently outside of work or are permanently unable to work. So as of right now, or as of, you know, the most recent analysis, because what they do is the same trust fund, the same sort of, you know, the government comes out with a report every year. And as of right now, the retirement fund is expected to run short in 2034. So what's that? 14 years from now.
Yes, yep.
And the disability fund is expected to run dry in 2065. And so people say, all right, well, whoa, the trust fund's going to run out? Like, what does that mean? Well, the Social Security can survive without the trust fund. It can, because, I mean, one thing is that payroll taxes are the main source of Social Security's funding. So as long as they're collecting, Social Security will have some funding.
So, Matt, even if the trust hits zero, they're still collecting after that because people are still paying payroll taxes.
Correct. And as of right now, there's a need to be a 24, if nothing else happens, there's going to be a 24% benefit cut to retirement benefits, or 24% cut, you know, by 2034. And so think of that. So that's already, you know, that's sort of like almost like to a certain extent pre-COVID. But the key thing there is payroll taxes. You know, yeah. It's like, you know, it's like if there's, you know, 20 million or 30, 40 million people not working, or if our unemployment rate's at 20%, well, guess what? That's a lot of lost payroll taxes. So this idea of running dry in 14 years, it might run dry a lot sooner because people aren't working and paying in.
Yeah, that's you think about that, you know, if someone's 55, 60 years old, 14 years puts you at, you know, 70, 74. It's not like, that's still a lot of folks probably have a lot of life left, God willing, at that point. And so imagine having a 24% cut in your Social Security benefits. For some, it might not matter. For some, it could be a big difference. And Keith, what's another option that they're talking about in terms of a way to keep the trust fund funded?
Yeah, so they're talking about different measures to keep it funded, you know, whether they wait until, you know, the trust fund runs out and then react, or if they want to kind of take action more in the near term or closer to now. So what would have to happen is they'd have to increase payroll taxes 12 to 15% immediately. And then what that would do, it would extend the Social Security's trust fund for about another 75 years. So that could have a huge impact on business, especially small businesses where, you know, these payroll taxes, I mean, you know, you pay so much as it is, to see a 12 to 15% increase, that could impact, as I said, businesses and like individuals, whether they hire a person or not, you know? And then if they waited until after, you know, say they waited till 2034, in order for Social Security to have enough money to fund its benefits, it would have, they'd have to increase payroll taxes 4.13% just in that 1 year for 2035. So definitely some different measures that they're looking at. But now they're also talking about some other things that actually clients and other folks have been, you know, kind of asking me about. I don't know if you guys have got asked about this at all, but it's almost what they did with Medicare, where Medicare became more of a means-tested system, or it was income-based. When we first got in the industry, if you guys remember, what was it? Like Medicare Part B was $99 for everybody.
$99
for everybody, and that was it. It was a flat rate. And then what happened is they went to more of a tiered system based upon income and what they call is means-tested. So they're talking about means-testing Social Security and how that could, you know, preserve the trust for a longer period of time. The question is, and I haven't really read much about this as of yet, is would it be for those folks that are already on Social Security, are they grandfathered in and it would be all new people? Or would it be, you know, would they go back and everyone now based upon their income would be, you know, would be means tested? So that's a pretty interesting thing to think about. And then the second thing is, you know, the lifting the cap on the amount of income that is subject to Social Security tax, which I think, you know, for those of you who are, you know, make a little bit more money, obviously you don't want to hear talks like that, but because now more of your Social Security or more of your income could be exposed to Social Security tax. But I mean, that could be another way where they start to get some more money in the coffers to be able to fund these benefits long term.
Well, if you listen to what everything Keith and Matt have said, the majority of it comes around, a lot of it comes around taxes, right? So either, you know, you pay more Social Security tax on your income, or they raise taxes to fund the Social Security program. And everything seems to come around taxes going up, right, in the future. So that's huge. And that's one of the reasons why I had someone that came into our office, you know, and they had someone run a Social Security analysis for them, but they ran it without knowing anything about their situation. They just ran it as a flat dollar amount. When would it make sense to take Social Security based on just if Social Security was their only thing they had in life, no other property assets, 401ks or anything. And I think whatever age it was, when we ran their scenario, we built out all their accounts in our, we have a portal that our clients use. And it's a planning portal that's really useful because our clients can see all their accounts at one spot updated daily. And we know what's pre-tax versus tax-free versus after-tax. We know their goals, retirement dates. Until you have all this built out, how can you possibly tell someone when they need to take Social Security? But for when you, as you're listening, we can do this for you. We can put your whole plan and goals into a system and then see when it makes sense to take Social Security. For this particular client, it actually made sense to delay it a little bit for a couple reasons. One, because based on their financial situation, it made sense when we ran it through our portal. But secondly, they were concerned about taxes. And by delaying Social Security, it kept their tax bracket a little bit lower so that they could do Roth conversions for a longer period of time while taxes are low. So that when taxes are up down the road, they trigger Social Security. But now all their retirement assets are not pre-tax. A lot of them are tax-free, right? So there's so much more that goes into this type of planning. But if you're listening right now and you have questions on Social Security, you might be someone who's taking Social Security, or you might be someone who's looking to take it in the next 5, 6, 7 years, and you're not sure if you've done the right planning. You don't want to wait till it's time to take it and then come up with a plan. You want to get a plan ahead of time. And that's what we're willing to help. We, you know, this takes a little bit of time. So we can probably only do this type of planning that's for folks that aren't our clients, for about 10 to 12 people. But if you want to do that and get your situation looked at in the terms of, you know, when to take Social Security as it relates to your entire plan, give us a call right now. We have, I said, 10 to 12 openings to have this analysis done. The number is 800 227 7777. Again, if you have a financial assets, not sure when to take Social Security, and want to see what it looks like for your particular situation, that's what we're happy to help you with. 800-227-7777. Or you can also book a visit right online and get a ton of information on our website, which is shpfinancial.com. But again, this is so important, folks. This is Social Security triggering is a big decision in retirement. When we get back, we've seen a lot of the market shifting up and down and sideways over the last couple of months with this virus and everything else going on. So we're going to be joined by Matthew Peck, our CFP, as our part of our weekly market report, focusing on the tensions in China and where we see things going. We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. At a time when the world feels like it's filled with fear and panic, we remain calm. When others are making rash decisions based on emotions, we remain vigilant and committed to sound strategy. At SHP Financial, we are dedicated to helping our clients achieve their retirement goals through any type of challenge. We were here to help our clients through the Great Recession, and we're here now to help you get through this dark time as well. That's why we created our Keep Calm and Retire On webinar. It's available now. Register today at shpworkshops.com. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So on this show, we've talked about a few areas. If you think about the SHP Retirement Roadmap, what makes us different and why we want to help you and build you the plan that you deserve, we talked so far about legacy planning. We had Attorney McManus on talking about the benefits of setting up a trust. We talked earlier about income planning, specifically Social Security planning. How does that work within your overall plan? When's the right time to take it? We talked a little bit about tax planning, right? If you take Social Security, if you delay it, does it open up more a window of opportunity to do more tax planning now while taxes are on the cheap? On the cheap, exactly. We think taxes are on sale till about 2025, 26, unless Congress acts sooner. During this segment, we're going to talk about part of our investment plan. And myself, Keith, and Matt started the firm in 2003. And Matt is our CIMA, C-I-M-A, as well as a CFP, which we have a few of them on staff here at SHP. But that's what he loves to do is follow the markets, study the markets, and deal with portfolios. And in this segment, Matt, we had talked a little bit about now we're on to China, right? We had the coronavirus situation. We have plenty of other things going on with our country that we have to deal with in the world as a whole. But it seems like China is now coming back into the news again as part of this U.S.-China trying to straighten things out there.
No, and it's so true. I mean, it's just amazing about how sort of to a certain extent when it rains, it pours, you know, whether it's the recent protests that have been happening, but certainly the escalation in tensions between China and the United States is something that's, you know, is happening in the middle of all of this as well. I mean, some of it directly related to the pandemic, some of it longstanding issues. I mean, pretty much since Trump was elected, he has taken, you know, a very strong stance against China due to a lot of the trade sort of discrepancies and issues that they had. And so, you know, that's been kind of going on. And then sort of phase one, if everyone remembers, was signed in December. And so things, okay, started to cool down a little bit. But now they've started to really ratchet up again in a couple different ways. On one area, or for one reason, is the fact that China has been sort of using the pandemic to assert itself more over Hong Kong. You know, Hong Kong was sort of like this sort of a separate sort of like city state, if you will, that British, you know, Britain controlled for centuries and then or for a long time. And then, you know, went back to China in 1997. But, you know, it always had its own kind of its own government and its own democracy. And, you know, once those roots are in, they're very strong. And then so China is kind of asserting more control over that, which we don't like to see because obviously we're pro-democracy and we want a nice, nice system. But with the pandemic, you know, protests are going to lose a little steam. with that. So it's sort of like there's human rights issues going on. And then also, there's a lot of issues with the Chinese sort of capitalism or Chinese companies, where, you know, it's like, okay, how many of these companies are state owned? I mean, imagine if you're a technology company and you have, you know, federal backing, then you're probably going to win, or you're going to sort of have sort of kind of funky books, if you will, because of the fact that, you know, like the state is backing you. And for a lot of the companies that list in America, we don't really get to see their accounting. We don't get to see their books. And, you know, we have, so in America, it's a little bit technical, but we use what's called GAAP, you know, General Acceptable Accounting Principles. But China, we, you know, some of these companies like Baba and JD and Baidu and things like that, if they list in America, we're still not able to apply our standards of accounting. And if people have watched the news recently, a company called Luckin Coffee had, you know, was listed in America, but ended up having a whole bunch of corporate fraud going on. And this really got the sort of like the regulators and the politicians up in arms, because they're like, look, we're going to delist these companies. You know, we're not going to have, you know, American investors and things like that be able to invest in these companies if they're not on the up and up. And so you have this human rights issue that's going on in Hong Kong, and then you have this sort of accounting issues. And then lastly, you know, back to that trade deal that was happening. Well, we don't know kind of what the status is, because the economy is all crazy now with COVID. So it's a very sort of, you know, a very kind of unstable time right now between U.S. and Chinese relations. And so, as much as, you know, I'm, you know, worried about it, I'm more worried about the timing of it, because, you know, one thing to kind of, we need to all recover and hopefully get the economy back on track. I mean, and you have seen some good news there. I mean, you know, the New York Stock Exchange partially reopened. You know, more and more companies or states, I'm sorry, are starting to, you know, enter their phase ones and twos like we are in Massachusetts. So there's a lot of good news out there, but this ongoing tension is going to be something to watch, and it's going to keep us up at night, and what the impact it's going to be on the markets, you know, going forward. Yep. But that's just a really quick update. And, you know, as mentioned altogether, we want people to have plans, you know, so that no matter what happens in the short term between US, China, pandemics, things like that, you know, hopefully people are still taking a long-term view. Because this is a short-term little update of something that in general should be a long-term view for anyone that has a solid investment plan.
Yeah, that's great insight overall, because, you know, it's confusing when you look at everything happening with the U.S. and China and why it's happening and why we're going after them and whatnot. And that's really helpful, and it's good advice. And we try to put good content out every single week as part of our weekly market report. We send it out at no charge. You just have to go to our website if you want to be on that list. Put your email address in, you go to weekly newsletter sign up, and that's at shpfinancial.com. You can sign up right there and get the email of our weekly newsletter sent to you. I think it's on Tuesday mornings. Also, it's funny, Matt, when you look at what the market has done, right, and what it's doing, we've always, I don't think I've met with a client or anyone in a while that wasn't okay with this. When I've asked them, hey, would you be okay if we gave a little bit of the upside away to have a little bit more or a lot more downside protection? Like, would you be okay making only 15, 20 when the market's up 30%, or maybe only being down 10% when it's down 25, 30? Everyone seems to say yes. But when people come in from the radio show, folks like yourself that are listening right now, whether you saved up 500,000, 2 million or 7 million, doesn't matter. If you're in that position, you're like, yes, I would like to have a little bit of downside protection. I want to have a little bit more certainty in my retirement. Give us a call. We can analyze your portfolio. Matt talked during our market report. We always talk about ways we're in the market for the long run, but we also want to add some hedging in place so that we're protected if the downside occurs, right? And if you're not sure you have that, give us a call. We're happy to help. We'll do a review at no charge, just like we've been doing since 2003 when we started our firm. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned for our final thoughts. We're going to recap our top three takeaways for today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show today, we talked about a lot of different areas, really on how you should be thinking about your retirement and your retirement plan. We talked about the five key areas that we think are important for any retirement plan. We talked about the escalating tension between U.S. and China during our market report. And we also talked about what's happening with Social Security and what the future and funding of the Social Security program looks like. But as we always do, we always want to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. And if you missed our show, you can go to our podcast. Just go to whatever device you listen to your podcast on and type in SHP Financial. You'll find the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show and other informative segments there to listen to at your convenience. So I'm going to go to you first, Keith. What was your big takeaway from today's show?
I think it's just in each and every show, we talk heavily about the importance of having a written plan. And, you know, we harp on it week in, week out, but, you know, when you sit with someone and you have a family come in and visit with you and you take them through meeting after meeting, detail after detail, when you're looking at their income, where they're going to take it from, why they're going to take it from there, how to maximize Social Security, how to put this all together, then their investments, looking at the amount of risk that's in their investments, making sure it's appropriate for the way that they feel. Then taking a look at taxes and different ways to minimize or you know, alleviate taxes both on them and the next generation. Adding in and looking at healthcare and different ways to kind of protect maybe assets from God forbid, some healthcare issues down the road. And then finally putting it all together so then the passage of assets is easy. It's so important to have not only a written plan, but to have a written plan that has all five of these plans working together.
Yep. And that's the SHP Retirement Roadmap that we trademarked and that we believe is so important for you to make sure that you have built out. Matt, what was your big takeaway?
Well, I'm just going to kind of jump on, you know, what Keith was mentioning, but also in that having that written plan with those five elements, but also to be able to run a number of different what-if scenarios. You know, we'd mentioned during the show about how there's a very good chance, if nothing's done, and Congress is probably best at that, doing nothing, is that, you know, that there may be a 24% reduction in your Social Security. So what happens? You know, what if that were to occur? Or what if the opposite happens, where they raise taxes to increase or to protect Social Security? What if then? What if, you know, what if that happens, and what happens to that written plan? And so, you know, or means testing. I mean, there are all these different things that the future is going to hold. And so not only do you need to have that written plan, like Keith was explaining, but also one that you can stress test for bear markets, pandemics, Social Security decreases, taxes increase. You need to be able to stress test it to make sure that it stands the test of time.
Matt, that's a great point too. And both of you guys, it's like, you know, so many folks come to our office for the first time, and They might have a portfolio, you know, 401ks, IRAs, but very few people that come into our office have a written plan that addresses all these different areas of retirement. And so we can't tackle everything on today's show, but one of the offers that we do want to make is a complimentary review. If you saved up $500,000 or more, to have your analysis done to see what, when it makes sense for you to take Social Security. And if you have them, if you have assets, you can't just look at Social Security by itself. You really have to look at Social Security within your plan, right? And that's why we say there's a certain, you know, you have to have a certain amount of assets saved. Then it makes sense to do some strategic planning. And so again, if you just take Social Security because you know the cutoff age is 78, well, that might not be the same for your situation, because when we put in your goals, your amount of assets, the tax ramifications of the assets, in all these different scenarios, that's when you can run a true analysis. So we only have 10 spots available if you want that done, but you have to call now. Again, we have virtual visits and we have office meetings open up for our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. So call right now. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can go to our website, and schedule a review at shpfinancial.com. It's so important to make sure you have a plan in place. It starts with income, and one of the things we look at is Social Security. All right, that's it for today, folks. We hope you have a great weekend. As always, thank you for your support, and we'll talk to you again next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. Have a great weekend.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.